Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Gimel. We are up to Sif Gimel. We're on the fourth line on page 180. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Lo Seitze B'Kipa Shel Temer. We're discussing the things that an Isha is not allowed to wear outside with no Eruv. So the Mechaber continues in Sif Gimel and says she should not go out with a Kipa Shel Temer, with some kind of Kipa of wool. Now he explains in the Mechaber what that is. Tahainu chute da amra de gedilin va'avidi kihutza. They are strings of wool that are intertwined and made like hutza. Pirish kekelim ha'asuyin me'ale luve hadekolim. Like different kelim, garments or vessels that are made from lulav branches, from palm branches. Shehem ba'ariga, that they are woven together. So the kippah is something with wool strings that are woven together. Ma she'en kein itzma, which is not the case by itzma, which we'll see in a moment. Ha'asuya kemin levid. That's made like felt. Kedi'isa b'gemara sham. So b'kitzer, a woman cannot go out with this kippah shel tzemer, which is the chute of wool that are intertwined and made like chutza. Urechavim kishtei etzbos kashir tzitz. And they're wide like two fingers, like the width of the tzitz. Velo beitzema, a woman also cannot go out with an itzema. Tahainu matlis shetolim bochutin shel tzivonim. This is a cloth that they hang from it strings of different colors. Visolin oso lakala, and they hang it on a bride. Lahafriach mimena hazavuvim, and that is to scare away the flies. So these two things an isha cannot go out with. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Lo seitzei ayin lakamon bereish sif yud ches. Sivkaton Yudbeis Kashir Tzitz. We said this kippah is two fingers wide like the shear of the tzitz. V'utachshit, it is an adornment. V'chayshinan dilma sholfa umachvia. And the concern is, again, if she's wearing an adornment outside, she might take it off to show off, and therefore it is not allowed. Sivkaton Yud Gimel is the itzema. That is a cloth that has different colored strings hanging down to scare away the flies. This is not a tachshit, and it's also not a garment. V'havei kamasa, and therefore it is a load. Shetolin oso rak la'afriach. We only hang it on the kala to scare away the flies. Mipnei shim yamod lo zavuv al paneh, because if a fly is going to go onto her face, he misbayeshes legosho, she's going to be embarrassed to scare it away. So we put on this item on her face, and that way if a fly goes on, it will scare away the fly. She won't have to do anything with her hands. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Dalit. Lo seitze bi'ir shel zahav. An isha cannot go out with a city of gold. What in the world is that? Upirish Rashi. Rashi explains. Shu'tachshit ogul. It is a round decorative piece. Umitzayrin bo kim min ir. It has a decoration of a city on it. V'yesh be'emtza loshon shemechabrim osa lamalbush. In the middle, it has some kind of tongue with which you attach it to a garment. V'Rabbeinu Tam Pirishu Kein HaTorah LaRosh. Rabbeinu Tam explains that it is a type of crown that goes on the head, but either way, this ir shel zav, a woman cannot go outside with it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yudalid. The first sheet of Rashi was a tachshit ogol, it's a rounded adornment. V'Yaf She'ein Derech Leilech Bo Elo Isha Chashuva. Even though this is quite an expensive piece and only an Isha Chashuva goes out with it, Mikol Mokom Chayshinan Ganba. Still, we're concerned also for the Isha Chashuva Dilma Asya Lachvuye. She might come to show it off. The Choshev Tfei Mikalila Del Klamad. It's more Choshev than the Klila later on. We'll see shortly this Klila. We'll see exactly what that is, but there we say it's only worn by chashuv of women, and therefore they don't take it off. But this is much more valuable. We're concerned that even a isha chashuva will take it off to show it. Sifkotan tesvav shemechabim roso. We said it has a tongue that you attach it to a garment with. Eino chibur gomer. It is not a full attachment. V'yicholin l'shalfa, and it is able to be removed. V'kevan shu'tachshit, and since it is an adornment, chayshinan dilma shalfa u'machvei. We're worried she might take off this adornment to show it off. V'ze'atam u'gam l'pirish Rabbeinu Tam. We're bringing this down for the Shita of Rashi, but this also would work for the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, that it is this crown that has a city on it. Sif, hey, kalila. This is the kalila, is an adornment that is placed on a woman's forehead, may ozen la ozen, from ear to ear. The koshartu biritzuos hatluyos. and you tie it on with the straps that are hanging from it. Muteres lotzeis bo. And Isha is allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Bein shehi asuya mechaticho shel zohav charuzos b'chut. Whether this kalila is made from pieces of gold that are strung onto a string, bein she'osan chatichos kfuos b'matlis, or whether the pieces of gold are just attached to a piece of cloth. But either way, she is allowed to go out with the kalila. Explains the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tazayim, bein she asuya v'chuli. Hatam, the reason why this is mutter, demand darko l'mipak v'zeh. Who is it the normal way to go out with this chashuv garment, the kalila? Isha chashuva. It's an isha that's chashuv. V'hilo sholfu machviya. And she's not going to take it off to show off. We said the irsha zav is super valuable, so even she would do it. But the klila is just a little chashuv, and therefore an isha chashuva is not taking it off to show off. V'kasua poskim, the poskim right. D'bishar tachshitim shekol anoshim regilos behem. Any other adornments that regular women are regal to wear, af chashuva asura lotzeis behem. Then even an isha chashuva cannot go out with those adornments. The lo plug rabbanim etakanosim. The rabbanim made a lo plug. Anything that a regular woman might take off, even if an isha chashuva doesn't normally do such a thing, it's still asa for her. Only something that's a little more chashuv that when regular women wear, that's only worn by an isha chashuva, she won't show it off, she won't take it off, and it's mutter. But if it's very valuable, like the irshal zav, we said even that, an isha chashuva will even take off such a valuable thing, and therefore that would be usur. Says the Mechaber Sif Vav, Risukya, Dahainu, Chatichas Mi'il Rechava. This is a partial garment that is wide. Im yesh bo ritzuos kitzaros tluyos bo lekoshon behem. If it has short straps that are hanging from it to tie it on to the body, ulahatkon svivoseh, and to attach it around her, the mahadik where it tightens, so shari, then this garment is mutter for her to wear outside. Then ein lo ritzuos, if it doesn't have these straps to tighten it onto her, then it is aser. The Mishnah Berurah explains the katan yudzayin, the chashin and shem yipov asi lasuye. If it doesn't have the straps that make it on very tight, we're worried that it might come to fall off and she'll come to carry it, and therefore it is aser. Siv zayin, the mechaber says lo seitzei v'katla. A woman cannot go out with a katla. That's something we discussed last night. Tahainu beged sheyesh lo shnotzim keimich nasayin. That's a garment that has loops. Like pants have loops for a belt to go into it, this katla has loops, umachnisim bo ritzua rechava, and we place in it a strap that is wide, vikosha soviv tzavara, and the katla is tied around her neck, vahabege tolui aliba, and this katla, which is a garment, is hanging on her heart, vuchoshev umetsuyer bezov, it's a choshava item, and it is decorated with gold. So she cannot go out with that on Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Ches, Mishum Dilma Shalfa Umachviya. Again, because she might take it off and show it to other people and come to carry it. The Ayin Le'el B'mashik Asana B'Sif Katan Ches, we learned yesterday that if it's something that goes around tight to make her look like a balas basa, that was usher for another reason, because that's tight and she has to take it off, she goes to the mikvah, so she might carry it when she has a tefillah. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Ches, Lo teitze binizme ha'af. A woman cannot go out with a nose ring. Avayotza binizme ha'ozen, but she can go out with an earring. The Rama explains why is an earring better? Mipnesha as ne'a mechusos, because her ears are covered, so we're not worried she's going to take them off to show and carry them. Uvemokum shenohagim legalos ha'aznaim, but in a place where the minig is to have the ears open and revealed, Aser Lotseis Benazavim Shabbozen Hechad Derech Lotzia Misham. So then it will be Aser to wear earrings as well, where it is a normal Derech to take them out. So the only leniency of earrings over nose rings, if the ears are covered, if the ears are not covered, it's the same thing, it would be Aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sevkadon Yotes, Nizme Ha'af. Da'af de Tachshitu, even though it is a Tachshit, Dilma Shalfa Umachvei. She might take it off to show to other people. V'asil asuid aramos, and she might come to carry it for amos. Sivkoton chav binizme ha'uzen, we said, is mutter. D'tricha lo milsa lo mishlap ha'achvuyei. So it's hard for her, it's a burden for her to start taking it off the show, and therefore it's mutter mipnesha as ne'a mechusas b'kishurim, because her ears are covered by the folds of her kerchief, by her head covering. Her ears are normally covered, and therefore we're not concerned she's going to go through the tircha of removing the head covering in order to get out the earrings, so earrings are mutter. If the ears are revealed, the Rama says they're going to be the same as nose rings, they're going to be usur. So one more sif, a little more mishabura on this sif test. Lo seitze b'machat nekuva. An isha cannot go out with a needle that has a hole in it. V'im yotza chayevis. If she goes out with a needle that has a hole at the end, she's chayev. That means it's an issa daraisa, she's chayev achatas. That is by a machat nekuva. Then the Mechaber says, v'she'ina nekuva, if it's some kind of pin that doesn't have a hole in it, so imma medes baki shureha, if it is keeping together her the folds in her garment, it's being worn for its tznius reason, so mutter lotzeis bo, then she can go out with on Shabbos, it is mutter. Then eino ma medes baki shureha, but if it's not keeping things together, then it is usser. So we actually have three dinim over here. One is chayeves, it's an issa daraisa. One is mutter, it's 100% mutter daraisa and derabanan. And one is aser derabanan. So let's get clarity. The Mechaber starts off and talks about a macha nekuva. There's a hole in the needle. That's an issa daraisa. If there's no hole in the needle, if it's keeping your clothing together, so it's mutter. If it's not keeping the clothing together, then it is aser midirabanan. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chav Aleph, in the first case of the machat nekuva, the needle that has a hole in it, haynu afilu keshi techuva bibigda, even if it is stuck into her garments, it's not allowed. The derech hotzahi beisha lekulyama. Everyone agrees that is the normal way for an isha to carry it out, and therefore it's an us issa daraisa. Ule inyan ish ayin leel b'shin aleph sevches. We discussed an ish 2 simanim ago. Sev katan chav beis chayavis. It is usa daraisa to have a masui. This is considered a load. It is an issa daraisa to carry outside like that. Va'afilu ma'amedes ba kishureha. Even if it is fastening together the folds of her kerchief, v'tocheves ha'machat b'tzaif. And she's sticking the needle into her head covering. Oh, so geres ba miftache chaluka. Or she's closing up the opening of her garment with it. It's still issa daraisa. De'ein derech lahamid v'liskor b'nekuva. That's not the normal way to keep your garments together with a needle that has a hole at the end. V'lochein have masui. And therefore that is considered a load. The derech hotza'osa kach b'chol. But it's also a normal way to be carried out during the week that way. Litein mechot to place the needles with holes into her hair covering or into her garments, and therefore it's an issa daraisa, and therefore she goes out with it, she is chayiv. Sivkadon chav gimel. If it is a needle that does not have a hole, it's ein nekuva, so then we said if it's keeping your clothing together, it is mutter. Sivkadon chav gimel dahainu kishurei tzi'ifa. It means it's keeping the folds of her hair covering together. Osho sogeres ba miftachei chaluka. V'kayotze beza. Or it's keeping her garment together or something similar. So then it is mutter. Sif katan chav dalet. Yesh ma'achronim shekasu. There are achronim the right. Didavka keshamachat eino osuri lehiskashet bo. This is specifically talking about the type of needle that is not made as an adornment. The oz mutter, then it's permissible. Mitam for the reason, shekevan shehi mishameshes lo letzorech levisha, since he's wearing it for levisha purposes, keeping her clothes together, so it's part of her garment, harehi kibes yad la hamalbushim. Therefore, it's considered like a handle of her garments. It's part of the garments. That's why it's mutter. Avalim osri lehiskashet ba. But if it's made as an adornment, kigon, for example, sherosha echad of one end of the needle, the other end, the wider end, is thick. Va'osri kein tachshit. It's made like an adornment. Aser midrabanan lahamid bo hakishurim. It is aser to use such a needle to keep her garments together. Dilma shalfa umachva yolachaverta. Because then we're concerned she might take it off to show it to her friend because it is a tachshit. That's shita number one. That's yesh me'achorim shekasu. But then the Mishnah Berurah writes, v'yesh omer the b'chol gavni shari. Some say, no, fakert. In all cases, it is mutter if it's keeping your garments together. The kevan de litznius avida. Since this needle is being used for tznius reasons, lo shofu machvia. Even if it's an adornment, she's not taking it off. It's there for tznius reasons. Shelo yizgala sa'ara v'liba. She's not going to reveal her hair or her heart or any part of her body to show off this piece. V'chein mitzadid agra b'viuro. And so too leans the gra to say in the bir agra. The ikur tama heter b'mamedes kishureha. The ikur reason to be matir when it's keeping together her garments is mishum deletznius avida. It is because it is being done for tznius. The alkein ein limchos biyara nohogim lahakil baza. Therefore, one should not protest against those who are lenient. The kol shekein machat she'ena nekuva shalano. Certainly, the needle that has no hole in it, like we have nowadays, shakor and shpilke. which is a sicha, which is some kind of pin, afshe rosha echad of, even though one end of this needle is thick, ein osui ke ein tachshit kol kach, it's not made like such an adornment, the efshe de lekuli al mashari, it could be according to everyone it is mutter, the alkein bevada yesh lismach lahokel lahamid bo akishurim, therefore for sure one can be lenient, and he can use it, she can use it to keep together her garments. One important note, across from 180, at the very bottom, note number 14. On that which the Mishnah Berurah said that if the needle is keeping the garments together, it's considered a yad of the garment. So says note 14, the af dover hamishamish liapos es habeget shelo yiskamet. And so too, something that's being used to beautify a garment that it shouldn't wrinkle. Afsha Evsha Lubosh is a beged bil adav, even though you're able to wear the garment without this item, kigon osan lishonos haasuyos plastic shetofim mitzavaran achalutza, hachulza, kidelahamides hatzavaran yofe. Like the things that we put into our collars around the neck, we put in those plastic or metal pieces to keep it straight that it shouldn't get creased. Kasa b'shalom shuizigris Moshe of Moshe writes, shemutter lotzeis imo b'shabbos, you are allowed to go outside with those pieces stuck into your shirt on Shabbos. Shekevan shetzorach levishahu, since it's there for the tzorach levisha, it keeps your garment from getting wrinkled. Nechshav hu kamal b'shmamash, that's considered part of your garment. So the same way we're saying over here, the needle that's keeping it close together is okay. So if you had those little pins in your collar, those little plastic pieces in your collar to keep your collar straight, that's also considered yad of the malbush, and Rav Moshe says that is mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, said katan chaf hey, but we said if it is a pin without a hole in it and it's not keeping your garments together, then it is usser. So usser always means usser midrabanan. So says the Mishnah Berurah, usser latzeis ba, it is usser to go out with it. Kishi techuva betzi'ifa o bebigda, when it is stuck into her hair covering or into her garments. Afilu imhi miskashetes ba, even if she is being adorned by it, but if it's not being used to keep her clothes together, that is usser. Kigon sherosha, for example, one end of it again is thick. Va'asui kein tachshit, it's made like a decorative piece. De'ein bo chiyuva daraisa. Since it is a tachshit, it's not an issa daraisa, it's not going to be a masa, it's not going to be a load. It's a tachshit, so there's no chiyuv daraisa. Afilu hachi asr midrabanan. But still, it would be asr midrabanan to go out with it. Dilma shofo umachvaya. Again, since it's a dormant, we're worried that she might take it off to show to her friends. The kol shekein dim eino asui kein tachshit. Certainly, if it is not made like an adornment, then nechshav masa v'chayev eschatos. Then it would be like the needle with the hole that we said before, that it's not even a tachshit, then it's a masa, it's a load, and it would be a chiyuv daraisa. V'da'od, you should know further, the bazesh she'enu asui kein tachshit. This pin that is not made kein tachshit, afilu im tzricho lo hamachat le'ezo tzorach she'iyah. Even if she needs this needle for any specific need, kigon, for example, lachlok bas sa'ara v'kayotzeba, and she uses it to make a split in her hair or something similar, mikomokom harehu masui gomer. That is a regular load. She'en adam yocho lotzeis b'cholach afotzim atzrichim lo. Person's not allowed to go out with just because it's something that he needs. K'she'enan lo malbush v'lo tachshit. If it's not a garment, it's not an adornment, just because you need it to split your hair, you're not allowed to go out with it. And again, that would be a chiyuv daraisa as a masa. We will stop here and continue with Sevyud, Emir Tzah Hashem, tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.